Chapter 2. The Psychopathic School. This speech was given by the author on the 31st of January, 1990, in accepting an award from the New York State Senate, naming him New York City Teacher of the Year. I accept this award on behalf of all the fine teachers I've known over the years who've struggled to make their transactions with children honorable ones, men and women who were never complacent, always questioning, always wrestling to define and redefine what the word education should mean. A teacher of the year is not the best teacher around. Those people are too quiet to be easily uncovered. But she or he is a standard bearer, representative of these private people who spend their lives gladly in the service of children. This is their award as well as mine. 1. We live in a time of great school crisis, linked to an even greater social crisis. Our nation ranks at the bottom of 19 industrial nations in reading, writing, and arithmetic. At the very bottom, the world's narcotic economy is based upon our consumption of this commodity. If we didn't buy so many powdered dreams, the business would collapse. And schools are an important sales outlet. Our teenage suicide rate is the highest in the world, and suicidal kids are rich kids for the most part, not the poor. In Manhattan, 70% of all new marriages last less than 5 years. So something is wrong for sure. This great crisis that we witness in our schools is interlinked with a greater social crisis in the community. We seem to have lost our identity. Children and old people are penned up and locked away from the business of the world to a degree without precedent. Nobody talks to them anymore. And without children and old people mixing in daily life, a community has no future and no past, only a continuous present. In fact, the term community hardly applies to the way we interact with each other. We live in networks, not communities, and everyone I know is lonely because of that. School is a major actor in this tragedy, as it is a major actor in the widening gulf among social classes. Using school as a sorting mechanism, we appear to be on the way to creating a caste system, complete with untouchables who wander through subway trains begging and who sleep upon the streets.